Welcome back, everybody. Today, we're going deep into Hindu mythology and exploring Kartikeya, the warrior god and commander of the celestial armies. You want to understand his origins and powerful role, and also that intriguing six-headed depiction and how his worship differs between North and South India. Well, you've come to the right place. Let's get started.
Yeah, I'm excited to delve into this with you. Kartikeya is a truly fascinating figure, and his story offers a window into so many aspects of Hindu belief and practice.
Okay, so let's start with his origins. I was reading through some of the material you sent, and honestly, I got a little confused. There seem to be so many different stories about where he came from. How do we make sense of that?
You've hit on a key point about Hindu mythology right there. It isn't always about finding one single true story. The different versions that we see in various texts, they tell us something fascinating about how beliefs evolve and adapt over time.
So walk me through some of these different origin stories. What are some of the highlights?
Well, in some versions, Kartikeya is described as the son of Shiva and Parvati, born specifically to defeat a powerful demon. This highlights his warrior destiny right from the start. Other stories suggest he emerged from a lake of fire, symbolizing perhaps his fiery nature and power. Or even that he was created from the combined energies of the gods, underlining his divine importance.
So it's almost like each story emphasizes a different aspect of his character.
Right.
A warrior, a powerful force, a divine being.
Precisely. And it's through these diverse narratives that we start to get a richer understanding of who Kartikeya is.
Okay, that makes sense. So he's born for battle, literally bursts onto the scene in some versions. What does this tell us about his role as commander of the celestial armies? Did he just inherit the job or earn it the hard way?
Oh, he definitely earned it. His victories against powerful demons, particularly Tarakasura, solidified his position as the supreme commander. Think of it like this. These weren't just battles for the sake of fighting. They were pivotal in establishing order and Dharma, cosmic order in the Hindu cosmos.
So it was a struggle for the very balance of the universe. High stakes indeed.
Absolutely. These battles are a recurring theme in Hindu mythology, a representation of the eternal fight between good and evil order and chaos. Kartikeya emerges as that champion of order and righteousness, leading the celestial armies to victory.
It's amazing how these myths connect to these really profound concepts, isn't it? Okay, so we've talked about his dramatic origins and his warrior's path to leadership, but let's talk about something I find totally fascinating, Kartikeya's six heads. How does that imagery tie into his role as commander and embody divine wisdom?
You've picked up on one of the most striking visual elements of Kartikeya's iconography. It's not just about looking cool. Each head is packed with symbolic meaning. Think about it. Six heads representing wisdom, knowledge, and perception essentially gave him a 360-degree view of any situation.
So like a mythical surveillance system, he could see everything happening at once.
Exactly. That's incredibly relevant today, where leaders who can gather information from all angles and synthesize it effectively are highly valued. It highlights the connection between divine wisdom and effective strategy, explaining why he's revered for his intellect as much as his military prowess.
He's the original multitasker.
Yeah.
Now, I know we want to get into the differences in how he's worshipped in North and South India, but before we do, is there anything else we should understand about the significance of the six heads? Is it as simple as six heads are better than one?
Well, there's definitely more to unpack. It's not just about quantity, but also about the specific qualities each head represents. For example, one head might symbolize his connection to the natural world, another his mastery over the arts, and yet another his deep understanding of spirituality.
So it's like each head represents a different domain of knowledge and ability, making him this incredibly well-rounded, multifaceted deity.
Exactly. And, you know, this multifaceted nature is really key to understanding how his worship differs across India.
Okay, perfect segue. You mentioned that Kartikeya is worshipped differently in North and South India. Can you tell us more about that? What are some of the key distinctions?
Yeah, so while he's a pan-Indian deity recognized across the country, the way people connect with him varies regionally. And it's fascinating how those variations reflect the diverse cultural and religious landscape of India. For instance, in South India, he's popularly known as Murugan and is a central figure in Tamil Hindu traditions.
So it's more than just a name change. It sounds like his role or even personality might be perceived differently.
That's right. While in the North, he's predominantly seen as that warrior god protector of the cosmos in the South. His persona encompasses broader aspects. He's associated with love poetry and even mystical knowledge.
So it's almost like two different facets of the same divine entity, each resonating with the cultural and religious contexts of the regions.
You put it perfectly. This difference in worship is a testament to the dynamism of Hinduism and how it has evolved and adapted across geographical and cultural landscapes.
So how does that play out in practice? Are there specific rituals or festivals dedicated to Kartikeya that highlight these regional differences?
Absolutely. In South India, the festival of Taipusam is a major event dedicated to Murugan. Devotees undertake elaborate rituals, including carrying kavadis, these ornate frameworks adorned with offerings, as a form of penance and devotion. It's an incredibly intense and visually stunning spectacle.
It sounds powerful. What about in North India? Are there similar practices?
Well, while he's certainly revered in the north, the scale and fervor of celebrations are somewhat different. He's often worshipped alongside other deities in festivals like Diwali and Navratri. The focus there tends to be more on his role as a warrior god and protector.
It's like each region emphasizes the aspect of Kartikeya that resonates most deeply with them. The warrior, the poet, the strategist, the protector, it makes him such a relatable and multidimensional figure.
Exactly. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, this regional variation reflects the inherent diversity within Hinduism itself. It's not a monolithic religion with a single set of beliefs. It's more like a vibrant tapestry woven from countless threads of traditions, interpretations, and practices.
That's a beautiful way to put it. So it's not about one form of worship being better or more authentic than the other. It's about recognizing that there are many different expressions of devotion, each tailored to the specific understanding of Kartikeya in each region.
You hit the nail on the head. It's a beautiful example of how Hinduism embraces diverse paths to the divine. It's about finding what resonates with your personal beliefs and connecting with the divine in a way that feels meaningful to you.
What stands out to you as the most fascinating aspect of Kartikeya? For me, it's this idea that he embodies both strength and wisdom, and that he's worshipped in such diverse ways.
Yeah, it's hard to choose just one, but what truly captivates me is how Kartikeya's mythology embodies this concept of unity in diversity. He's a single deity, yet his persona encompasses so many different qualities and interpretations.
He's like a microcosm of Hinduism itself. He reflects this incredible ability to embrace different perspectives and still maintain a sense of unity.
Precisely. And it's a valuable lesson, isn't it? To recognize and celebrate the richness of diverse perspectives, not just in religion, but in all aspects of life. It's about finding those common threads that connect us even amidst our differences.
Well said. Now, before we wrap up our deep dive into the world of Kartikeya, I want to ask you one more question. We've talked about these different regional interpretations, but how does understanding those variations help us understand the evolution of Hinduism itself?
That's a fantastic question, and it really gets to the heart of how dynamic Hinduism is as a religion. You know, it didn't spring up fully formed. It evolved organically over centuries, absorbing and adapting different beliefs and practices. Think of it this way. Local deities and traditions gradually became woven into the broader tapestry of Hinduism.
So a god like Kartikeya, with his diverse regional interpretations, could be seen as a microcosm of that evolution.
Precisely. His story shows us how Hinduism has always been about finding unity in diversity. It's not about imposing a rigid set of beliefs, but rather about creating a space where different communities could find their own ways to connect with the divine.
That's such an insightful way to think about it. As we wrap up our deep dive into Kartikeya, the warrior god, strategist, poet, and so much more, what's one key takeaway you hope our listeners walk away with?
Well, I hope they come away with a sense of the richness and complexity of Kartikeya's story and how it reflects the broader tapestry of Hindu mythology and belief. He's not just a warrior god. He's a symbol of leadership, wisdom, and the power of diverse perspectives.
Beautifully put. And to our listener, thank you for joining us on this journey of exploration. You came to this deep dive wanting to understand Kartikeya's origins, his role as commander, that fascinating six-headed depiction, and how his worship differs between North and South India. We covered all that and more. Keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep into the world around you. Until next time.